Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry? Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
So, recently, I spoke about, sort of about routine and particularly trying to wake up early in the morning. And I thought I'd give you a bit of an update on that, because something rather interesting happened, actually. So, I have been trying to wake up at 6 a.m. lately, and I have been waking up at 6 a.m. lately. And let me tell you, I've been feeling absolutely terrible, to be perfectly honest. In the morning, when I wake up, I just feel like a zombie, and my eyes feel really, like, I guess the word is gritty, almost like there's sand in them, like they just don't want to open up. And I don't know, maybe it feels like I've got a bit of a headache, and yeah, it's not a pleasant feeling. It's not a nice feeling at all, to be perfectly honest. But obviously, I'm hoping I keep doing it, and then my body gets into the routine, and then it becomes really good and really natural, and I wake up feeling refreshed. That's my goal. What I've done, because, you know, last time I spoke about this, I was telling you about the problem I was having where I just couldn't get up at 6 a.m. So what I did is I've got a second alarm clock. And so my first alarm clock is my phone, and that goes off at 6 a.m. And then the second alarm clock is just like a normal sort of like cheap digital clock that I bought. And I put that all the way at the other end of the flat. You know, you've got to walk all the way from the living room all the way to like the room that's sort of my office, and that one goes off at 6:01, 1 minute after 6 a.m. And the reason it does that is because I always wake up when my phone alarm goes off, and then it's really tempting to like go back to sleep, but I know I can't go back to sleep because I know in 1 minute that alarm is going to start making a noise, you know, my second alarm, and it's actually quite loud, like too loud, and it's a horrible sound, you know, like really digital, like beeping sound, like did 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 did, quite loud. And I'm a bit worried about the neighbors, to be honest. Maybe they can hear that a lot, the alarm clock. I'm not sure. So that's like really good motivation for me to get up. It's like my phone alarm goes off. And then I'm like, I've got like 1 minute to get there before it starts making a noise. So I lie there like, I don't know, about 10 seconds in bed. And then I get up and I walk into my office, you know, all the way at the other end of the flat. And I wait for the alarm to go off. And I've sort of got my finger on the button, waiting to switch it off, waiting for it to, you know, to start making a noise. As soon as it does, I switch it off. And by that time, you know, I've been out of bed for like a minute, almost, and I guess I could go back to bed. I could, you know, it'd be very nice to do so, but I've been out of bed for so long that I feel like, yeah, okay, I can just get up now, you know. And sometimes I'll just sit there, like on the sofa, just sit there and just close my eyes a bit, but not go to sleep. Just try and wake up, to be honest, because like I said, I was feeling pretty terrible in the mornings. I've been doing that for about a week now, and I'm still not feeling great. So I don't know. Maybe I'll give you a report. In another week and see how I'm feeling then, but I think it's going to take me between 2 weeks and a month probably to get to the point where I feel good in the morning, you know, where I've got into a good sleep routine. But already I've noticed it's been having some positive effects, just getting up nice and early in the morning. I've been feeling okay. Yeah, I feel tired and sort of horrible when the day starts, but I also feel like I've got more motivation somehow, even though I feel really tired, like more motivated to do things. Like I did it, I managed to get up at 6 a.m. and then that sort of that makes me want to do more things. So I think it's going to have a good effect on many things, on study, on making podcast episodes on time, because I've slipped from my usual schedule of Mondays and Fridays recently, and I've been uploading on all days, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, all kinds of different days. I think it will help with that too. One of the things that happened recently, slowed down my progress to try and waking up at 6 a.m., because obviously I need to get some good sleep. You know, and I need to sleep earlier than usual so I can get, like, I don't know, 7 hours sleep, about that long. Anyway, so what happened was, I had fallen asleep. I was sleeping, and then my wife had to come back really late from work. So she came in, and, well, I say really late, it was about midnight, I think, the time she got back. And she came in, and I was lying there, and it's like, yeah, I'm awake, but I'm like half awake. You know, I can hear someone is moving about in the flat, making some noises. But I'm not really like fully awake. So I'm just lying there, and then she finishes everything and then gets into bed. And then I can start hearing these sirens, you know, like from an ambulance or a fire engine or a police car or something like that. And they're going on for a while, and you know, they're getting louder and louder, and they just keep going. And I'm slowly becoming more and more awake, and then they're getting louder and louder. And this isn't too unusual, because we do have a lot of ambulances that come here, just because there's so many people in the area that I'm living in, so you know, more people, more need for ambulances. So it's not rare that I'd hear this kind of thing, but it was a bit louder than it normally would be. And I think I'd been lying there for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes or something, and it just wasn't stopping. And my wife got out of bed and then went to the window to have a look, and called me over so I could have a look as well. And what there was it was just shocking when I saw it for the first time. There were about, I would say about 10, probably, fire engines beneath the building I'm in. So I'm quite high up, you know, above the 10th floor where I live. And I was looking over, and I could see all of these fire engines. And then there were police cars as well. And then there were ambulances as well. And then in the distance, I could see like more fire engines coming and more police cars coming. And I was just thinking, what on earth is going on here? And we were watching it for a while and wondering, like, I don't know, is this a fire? What is it? So we wanted to know if we had to, like, start getting ready to go out or something, or, you know, stand outside or something, evacuate the building. Anyway, what happened was one of the fire engines raised up this really big ladder, huge ladder, to one of the buildings, and some people went in this particular flat, and that's all I know. Nobody came back out. The ladder went back down, and I don't know what it was about. I couldn't smell any smoke. I couldn't see any fire, thankfully. But the whole thing lasted about an hour. And this was from about 12 to about 1, or maybe half 12 to like 1 a.m. in the morning, or half 1 in the morning. So that day, the next day I woke up, wow, did I feel bad, like much worse than normal. I must have got like about 5 hours sleep on that day, or maybe a bit less. So I felt terrible, to be honest. But and so did my wife. We've both been carrying on with it and pushing forward, I guess. Both keep doing it, and so far so good. Apart from feeling bad in the mornings, everything else seems to be okay. And like I said, I've been feeling much more motivated, which is great. In fact, I should probably mention, the main reasons that I've just put more effort into trying lately. And that was, there was one morning when we woke up and it was 9 a.m. in the morning, which to me is really late, you know, waking up at 9 a.m. I mean, it's not that late, because we were usually waking up at 8 a.m., so it's not, you know, it's an hour later. But the problem is, my wife needs to be outside at like 8:20 some mornings. Otherwise, she misses the bus and gets, you know, she can't get to work on time. So on that particular morning, she was late for work. And we thought, this is no good, you know, something's got to change. Well, actually, I thought this is no good, something's got to change. And I was the one who started waking up at 6 a.m. But it seems to have had a good effect on her. It seems to have been a good influence for her. And she started doing the same thing. So, yeah, let's hope it goes really well. And if you're doing something similar, if you're also trying to wake up nice and early in the morning or the same time every morning just so you can get into a good sleep routine, then I wish you the best of luck. Until next time, bye-bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.